This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. RTD's long-delayed commuter rail between Denver, Boulder, and Longmont could be pushed back even further, CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD promised the Boulder and Longmont train back in 2004. Taxpayers have been paying toward it ever since then. But costs went through the roof, and now it's expected to cost $1.5 billion. So RTD prioritized other lines over it, like the A line to DIA. The transit agency is still slowly saving, so it can start construction in a few decades. But now, RTD staff say they should stop doing that to prevent cuts to bus service elsewhere. Judy Lubau represents Longmont on the RTD board. She says it's time to have a frank conversation with taxpayers.
We're going to need to have a discussion about alternative funding sources. And is the public interested in funding that? Because if not, I don't know how we're going to move forward.
The RTD board will take a vote in the next few months. And the situation could get muddier still as RTD calculates how much damage the COVID-19 outbreak will do to its budget. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Hospitals across Colorado are bracing for a big influx of COVID-19 patients, and they are calling for more equipment to help care for them. Dr. Richard Zane is Executive Director of Emergency Services at UC Health. He tells Colorado Matters that the ICU is filling up with COVID-19 patients who need ventilators to help keep them alive.
We are desperate for more ventilators. Depending on whose modeling you look at, and if you look at the governor's model, we need a lot more ventilators than we currently have, than there are in this state.
UC Health says it is not screening all patients who come to their emergency departments for COVID-19, but that they are providing appropriate care to all patients. And you are also listening to All Things Considered right now. I'm May Ortega. Coming up on the show, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly talks with Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. New Orleans is an emerging hotspot for cases of coronavirus infection. Then, as church services in many states are put on hold because of the coronavirus pandemic, church leaders are looking for creative ways to hold services. One unique way is using a movie drive-in. How one church in Alabama is experimenting with a drive-in prayer service. Next on ATC on CPR News.